Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Michael.
You old bicycle rider, you. We're going to talk about osteoarthritis. Just a little bit of background. Everybody knows that hip pain is common in adults. It's common as we get older. It's a common cause of disability. It's common amongst people who have played sports. The incidence of chronic hip pain, somewhere between 30% and 40%, depends on the age and the gender and things. But among all adults over the age of 60, the incidence of hip pain is somewhere around 12% to 15%. Pain is the most common complaint among people who've got hip problems. Listeners will remember the old pain history, the OPQRST questions. But there are a lot of questions that can help us. Mark, you're going to remind us of some of the other signs and symptoms in a moment. But just reminding listeners that asking about whether trauma preceded the onset of pain, asking whether they develop achiness in the hip or buttocks after walking a certain distance may raise the possibility of aortoiliac arterial insufficiency, asking about whether there's a personal or family history of any of the rheumatologic diseases. In addition, are any other joints painful or swollen or inflamed? Again, raising the possibility of rheumatoid arthritis or some other rheumatologic disease, asking if they've developed rashes, especially elbows, knees, scalps, may raise the possibility of psoriasis, and then asking questions about onset. So lots of things that the history can tell us. We know that in all of our practices, history is key. But what about clinical signs and symptoms? How can they help us? Mark, you found a very useful study. It was published in JAMA in 2019. It starts on page 2323. It attempts to answer the question, what clinical signs and symptoms are useful for diagnosing radiologically based hip osteoarthritis in adults?
Yeah, this is part of the well-known JAMA Rational Clinical Exam Series. There have been dozens of articles. I've written a couple of them, one on mono, one on sore throat. And the authors look for good quality studies that used imaging as a reference standard. So, and that's a bit of an issue because there's not always a great correlation between imaging, osteoarthritis on imaging, and clinical signs and symptoms. But you know, having said that, that's kind of the only reference standard that's been widely used in the literature. So the studies were assessed for risk of bias using a standard scoring tool, and six high-quality studies were identified with about 1,100 patients. So symptoms that significantly increase the likelihood of hip osteoarthritis included a family history of osteoarthritis, a personal history of knee osteoarthritis, pain when climbing stairs or walking down slopes, and the worst pain in the medial thigh. Symptoms that were associated with not having OA of the hip included being younger than 60, morning stiffness lasting less than 60 minutes, the absence of pain on walking, and the absence of pain that is improved by sitting. Most of those symptoms generally had likelihood ratios in the 2-3 range, which is barely useful, I'd say. A likelihood ratio, just as a reminder, of 1 is useless. If it's between 0.5 and 2, it's still pretty useless. Between 2 and 5, it's a little bit helpful. 5 and 10, it's considered quite helpful. Greater than 10, very helpful. So, you know, when we see those in the 2-3 range, they can kind of contribute to the picture, but they're not going to make the diagnosis. Physical findings that were associated with OA on exam included posterior hip pain caused by squatting, groin pain on hip abduction or adduction, abductor weakness, and decreased hip adduction. They all had positive likelihood ratios from 4-6, so more helpful than the symptoms. Normal passive adduction and abduction both significantly reduced the likelihood of osteoarthritis. Likelihood ratios were about 0.25, so again, moderately helpful. So this was a good quality systematic review. Again, the only question mark is the reference standard because those findings on x-ray don't always correlate well with symptoms. I can attest to that. My left knee looks horrible on x-ray and doesn't bother me a bit. My right knee looks okay on x-ray and gives me all kinds of discomfort and limited function. So, you know, we have to be a little cautious, but this is the best evidence we have to date on this.
Thanks, Mark. I think it's a nice review in that series that you're referring to, the Rational Clinical Exam. If listeners ever have a few extra minutes just to scroll through those titles, I can promise you'll find a number of those papers that are really useful. It's nice to go back and sort of remind ourselves what the evidence says. A good poem. Talk to you again next week.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.